Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Sam.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I got here a bit late, so I'm still trying to get down my coffee before I start talking. So this could be wild.
I love that you say you got here a bit late, but it's usually just because you're here hanging out for like hours, which I love.
I love listening to you do the radio, and I love watching you do the radio.
Oh, nice. Thanks, Sam. What about TV?
Okay, so this show is called, it's either called Penis or Pen 15. I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but it's spelled Pen 15, P-E-N 15. And it's about these two 13-year-old girls who are in the year 2000 in middle school in America.
Okay, that's explaining the Pen 15 then. This is big intermediate school, like the S thing. Can you just do that with your hands and with,
I'm pretty sure that was a gang sign at my school, so I didn't do that.
Okay, fair.
So it's these two 13-year-old girls getting through the tribulations of seventh grade in the year 2000. So the fashion, the school, like, it's all very, like, visceral nostalgia.
Mm. Okay.
But the two 13-year-old main characters, they are played by themselves. They are played by a 31-year-old woman.
What?
Who are playing themselves back in the year 2000. So they're harping back to themselves. So Maya and Anna are played by Maya Erskine and Anna Conkle, and they are acting in a show about themselves at 13, surrounded by other 13-year-olds, but they're actually 31 years old.
So the rest of the cast is actually
the ages they should
tweens,
be.
And they are 31-year-old women.
What a wild concept.
Which is such a weird niche concept. The show is streaming on Neon. The first two seasons are out now. And it's meant to be a comedy, and it is well done. I'm going to give it that. But I didn't laugh at any of the jokes. So, like, they go through all the trials and tribulations of being a 13-year-old girl. They discover masturbation. They discover boys. They discover thongs. It's all like that. Like, they go through puberty. They want boys to like them. Maya is Japanese-American, so they deal with the intersectionality of being 13-year-old and discovering that you're different and actually a different race from your best friend, and like what that means, and like the different prejudices that Maya will be going through that Anna isn't going through, which that episode is really, really great, but doesn't really hit on it too much because also it's told from the perspective of a 13-year-old, so they don't get that understanding until much later in life.
When you said two 13-year-olds, my mind immediately went to that film 13, and I was thinking like that, but is this a bit more like
this is a bit
PG?
Like, No, it's definitely like a mature comedy. Like, it's an adult comedy.
Is this kind of coming out of that, like, Big Mouth era of
TV? So it started at the same time as Big Mouth.
Okay.
And also, I think it came out the same year as that Bo Burnham film, Eighth Grade, which is a great film. Very
fantastic
similar
film
to this, but obviously set at a different time period. And the show is really good. It's really well done. The two creators are the two main characters. And you can tell this is, like, a labour of love, and it, like, speaks to them and their personalities and what they grew up with. And it's, like, beautiful to see. But I just didn't really laugh at any of the jokes or go down the road with them. Like, I was like, yeah, okay, this is happening. And I think because it is told from a 13-year-old perspective, there's no, like, comedic timing or set-up punchline joke kind of format. It's more just, like, 13-year-olds reacting to things and being 13. And, like, and that in itself can be
quite funny.
That in itself can be funny. But I was just like, yeah, okay, I'm here. And, like, I was talking to my flatmate last night, and I was like, I need to Google if this show's going to be a comedy or like just a dramatic retelling, because I can't figure it out. Yeah.
Right.
And I think if a comedy can't, if you don't know if a comedy is a comedy, then is
it
a comedy?
It's probably not a comedy. Yeah.
So I don't want to like bag the show because it's got two seasons out and it's critically acclaimed. It's got like 97 on Rotten Tomatoes and like everyone loves it. And it's got a third season coming out.
Yeah.
I just don't think it like hit me in the right spots that I needed to be hit.
Did it, if you had Googled this and it had been like, this is a drama, would you have liked it more?
That would have been probably weirder to have two grown adults playing children than be like, no, there's no jokes here.
Yeah.
This is very serious.
I mean, it's got like jokes and it is meant to be funny, but I just think maybe the format just doesn't like resonate with me as well as it should.
Right.
But that does not discount from the absolute phenomenal performances of all the cast, especially the two 31-year-olds that are playing themselves at 13.
Because that can be quite eggy. I think when you sort of say that, you're like, oh, is that just going to be dumb? But like, if that's done well,
that's cool. You forget that they are 31-year-old women. Like, you entirely, like, if it's just them in the scene, you're like, yeah, 13-year-olds. This is entirely that.
Yeah.
The only thing that kind of like throws it off is the fact that Anna is a foot taller than everyone else in the show. So she is like slouching and like pushing her boobs in, and she's like, oh yeah, I'm so awkward. I'm like, you're like, and then I was seeing photos of them this morning as I was googling them, and I'm like, they're hot ladies, but like in the show they are just
stressy young teens,
such tweens. It's crazy, and like it is super well done. And like the show also is really good because they didn't want to force 13-year-olds to go through the awkward, like reenact the awkward stuff on film.
Yeah.
So like, you know, Maya deals with like discovering her own body. Yeah. And you don't want to have a 13-year-old do that on screen because that seems kind of gross. And then like when, say, Anna will have her first kiss with a boy who's actually 13, they won't actually have them kiss. They'll cut.
I was about to be like, oh my
they'll
God.
They'll cut to just close-ups of mouths as opposed to the actor and the both actors kissing, because that would just be so wrong.
Yeah, it would be very weird.
Yeah. But I think one of the reasons why I get so... I believe that they are 13 is because Hollywood has obviously messed up how we view like teenagers in shows anyway. So age in
shows, just the worst. I feel like we've talked about this on air before, I remember watching it when I was 16 and being like, am I supposed to believe this? Like, what is going on with this 43-year-old man?
Oh, it's like they'll have a bald spot and say they're 14 and you're like, what is going on? And I think that's also like a great nuance of the show, is they kind of like notice that, and like, we believe that these 35-year-old people are playing 18-year-olds, like, why can't we be 31 playing 13? With the right costuming and a retainer, like, you kind of get it.
It's very much the 30 going on 13.
Yeah, reverse.
Yeah. And I mean, I think everyone should check the show out. I think it's like definitely gonna be a lot of people's cup of tea. It just definitely wasn't mine.
All right, that's a fair
review. What year would you
have
been 13 in? Because I wonder if it would hit more if this was kind of your
generation.
Yeah. I was 13 in...
doing the maths.
2008? 2009? Yeah. But I also repressed all of those memories.
Time stamping this whole...
Yeah. I was saying to Rachel, I've repressed all of my 13-year-old memories. Like, I don't think I was cognizant at that point. Like, I was just...
Doesn't need to be relived.
Yeah. So I kind of... I don't have anything to latch onto. And also, the show was definitely, obviously, very female-centric and about growing up as a young girl in the noughties and being 13 and being a young girl and, like, trying to impress boys. Whereas, like... I don't think I like looked up from my Pokemon game.
Someone texted in and they said Pen 15 is laugh out loud hilarious, the best show of 2020 without question.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
See, I told you. There's some people out there that love it. I just like didn't get into it.
That's all right.
I mean, and I watched 9 episodes. Like, I definitely like gave it all. And also the episode on race is so good.
Chef's kiss.
Like, I loved that episode. I was like, this is like the stuff I want to see. And I think that's what I'm looking for in shows at the moment. Like, maybe I've watched enough comedy this year. I need to watch something more depressing.
You've laughed for too long.
Yeah, I've been having lulls.
2020, year of laughing out loud, eh? That's what they're going to remember this year for.
That's what I will.
Just pure comedic role after comedic role.
I will say that I've still had a good 2020. I'm just going to say it. Putting it out there.
Just love this year. So great. Sam, thank you very much. Where can people go and watch it again? Remind us.
Pen 15, 2 seasons on Neon. Check it out.
Check it out. Thank you.
No worries.
Viewmaster. Only on 95BFM.
Sam, have you...